Welcome to the Profitable Farmer Podcast, where we share stories and tips to help you run a better farming business and create your very own freedom farm. If you're looking to work smarter and not harder in your farm business, welcome. You're in the right place. G'day everyone, welcome again to Profitable Farmer. You may have heard me say before that it is our business model that can set us free. A mentor of mine nailed it, I think, in Marshall Thurber when he said that business model and nailing our business model trumps hard work every time. And when we look at what the best farming businesses in Australia, the top 10 or 20% are doing, they're just clearer and stronger on the business model that they have than the average farmer. And so what I want to do in this podcast is slightly different to others. This won't be a 50-minute or an hour-long podcast. This will just be 5 to 10 minutes. And I want to direct you off to a webinar that we're running this week that focuses in on this and nails it, in my opinion. So Greg Johnson has spent over 40 years analysing on-farm business performance through benchmarking. And for me, he is the number one at this in Australia about helping people redesign their business models so that they can achieve more profit and over time, more freedom. And also, Greg's son, Sam Johnson, our CEO, has a master's in finance and has spent so much time outside of agriculture and now as part of our analytics team at Farm Owners Academy, helping people re-engineer their business models to pursue high performance in farming. They have spent a huge amount of time designing a webinar that we're running this week. And I want to recommend it to you all. The headline for the webinar is Simple Budgeting for Profitable Farmers. But for me, before we go about setting down a meaningful budget or cash flow projection, we've got to make sure that we're putting a budget or a cash flow projection around a really strong business model. You know, you wouldn't take a VW car to the racetrack and expect it to perform. It just doesn't have the capacity, it doesn't have the grunt, and it isn't the right vehicle for the task. And I think so many of us have business models that we take to the track and they don't perform. And given that, sometimes as business owners, there's only so much we can expect from the business models that we have. And at the same time, the fundamentals in our industry remain the same, but the dynamics of our industry change. And we see ourselves in an environment now where we've got inflation, increased interest rates, softening commodity prices. And I think what that means is that a business model that we had 3 or 5 or 15 years ago may well no longer be relevant. And so many of us might be taking business models that worked in history to the track today and be finding that they're just not delivering the cash flow and the profitability that we need to achieve our goals through farming. And so now I think more than ever, we've got to be interrogating and doing the critical thinking and the critical analysis around the business models, the enterprise mix, the farming systems that we're working with, and stress testing those with real diligence so that we're setting up our businesses to be risk aware and to give ourselves the opportunity to move ahead in the new industry climate with real strength, with real resilience, and with a really good chance of strong profitability. That same mentor of mine, Marshall Thurber, he talks about barbell theory. And if you think about a barbell, a big long bar where there's a weight on each end, at one end, we can be low margin, high volume, where we're turning out a commodity, but we've got to do it with scale and with volume if we're going to be low margin. At the other end of the extreme is high margin, low volume. And so the example that I use, and it's quite crude, is McDonald's on one end of the barbell. They've gone after a very low margin, high volume business model, and they've dominated in that. And at the other end of the spectrum, there's that little boutique restaurant that you might have heard me talk about on the coast that has 60 chairs and it's $220 a night plus wine. They've got a set menu, 60 chairs, and it's booked out 6 or 8 weeks in advance because they get the client experience right. They're always full. They're very high volume, very low margin. Now, Marshall Thurber says that when we're interrogating our business models, we need to be at either end of this barbell. Being in the middle, where we might be low margin, low volume, isn't it. And yet so many of us, when we objectively look at our business models, you know, perhaps we just don't have the scale yet to support the low margin commodity game that we're in. Now, most of us are in the commodity space, which means we've just got to be doing high volume, low margin really well and on scale in a meaningful way. And it can be our scale that can be holding us back. Some of us are going direct to market, or we might be in the stud game, for example, where we're selling direct to other farmers, rams or bulls or whatever it is, where we can be more high margin, low volume. And that's a whole nother business model. But we've got to be objectively analyzing the business models we have and making sure that they will stand the test of time when we take them to the track. I guess the analogy that that mentor, Marshall Thurber, shared with me, and I sticks with me, is that we can shine a sneaker as much as we like. It's never going to become a Julius Marlowe shoe. And so many of us might be trying to tweak and perfect a business model of yesterday to try and make it fit today. It just might not fit. We might need to throw it out and start again. And so the question that I've got for you today, that I think the webinar that I'm recommending to you seeks to answer, is that if you could start again today, forgetting about the enterprise mix that you have, what would be the simplest and most efficient and scalable farm business model that you would employ and crack on with? And is that different from the one that you actually have? The other thing that I reflect on here, and Greg Johnson nails this point really strongly, he says that we've got to be setting up our farm businesses that they can break even or better in a decile 2 year. And again, you may have heard us speak to that. Now, what that means is that our business model has the ability to break even 8 years in 10. And if it can do that, then it will stand the test of time and probably underpin real growth for you in years to come. But that same business model might actually make a loss 2 years in 10, and that is okay. In those years, we've just got to focus on minimizing the losses and navigating those so that if you've had a decile 2 or below year last year or the year before that you're still recovering from, it might be that there's not necessarily too much wrong with your business model. You're just dusting yourself off after a tough period. But what I see is that over the course of the last few years, there's been real optimism in our industry. So we've had inflated commodity prices, low inflation, low interest rates. And I think some of us might have, as Keith Cunningham, another mate, a mentor of mine says, is we might have pimped our ride. We might have got all optimistic and gone and increased our cost base. We might have chased a few bright and shiny bits of machinery. We might have invested heavily in capital improvements on our farm, all of which can mean that our cost base increases, which means now that we find ourselves, you know, with a cost base higher than the current climate and our current business model can sustain. And so, again, really important to be stress testing the business model that we arrive to the racetrack with and interrogating that with real diligence. So I want to recommend that you click on the link in the written intro to this podcast and watch the 90-minute webinar that Greg, Sam, and I are running this week, focusing in on getting your business model right. And then once you've got your business model right, then how to set down a really robust, really meaningful budget or cash flow forecast for your business. A really strong cash flow forecast for your business can underpin and help you make really strong decisions around most decisions you need to make in your farm business. And so getting your business model right is key. And then having that skill of constructing really strong budgets or cash flow forecasts can support decision-making for you and help you move from feeling reactive in your business and perhaps having you feel like you're winging it around some key decisions to feeling really proactive in your business, in control, and really measured and accurate in the decisions you're making around how you move forward as a farm business owner. So the link for this webinar is farmownersacademy.com/business modeling. So that is farmownersacademy.com/business modeling. I encourage you to jump off this podcast now and click on that link and watch that 90-minute webinar, because I just feel like right now it is key that we nail these two key components to how we manage and run our businesses. So that is it from me. Enjoy this webinar. I'd love to see your feedback. So jump into the Profitable Farmer Facebook group and give us your feedback on that webinar. I hope you find it useful. And thank you very much to Greg Johnson and Sam Johnson for the years of dedicated effort helping people re-engineer their business models and for putting together such a meaningful and significant webinar for us this week. Take care, everyone. Well done, and speak soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Profitable Farmer Podcast by Farm Owners Academy. If you're new to this show, be sure to follow us. If you've been a long-time listener, let your friends know about us or come continue the conversation in the Profitable Farmer Facebook group. All the best as you grow your business and create your freedom farm. Until next time, keep being incredible.